how many Salarians does it take to make a sandwich? Depends on the Krogan's appetite. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of January 7th, 2017. This date is completely wrong that I'm looking at because I forgot to change the date like some sort of amateur. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Airy.
That's how you spell January.
Jupe. Jupe. Jupe.
Dup 3.
Dup 3. Dup. Dude.
What's Dup? No, people call me Dude, because Dud, they call me Dude all the time. I'm like, no, it's not Dude, it's Dud.
When my dad signed me up for soccer 1 year, at, like, I think the trailer, he spelt the last name Dude, or his writing was just that illegible.
I hope it's the second one, because I don't see how he could misspell his own last name.
Or maybe it was intentional. He's just like,
hey. Could have been. Your father was actually probably intentional. Or his writing was that bad. One of those two things.
Yeah.
So people called you Andrew Dude for the whole summer?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It wasn't the whole summer. It didn't last that long.
No, that's weird. I used to play soccer for the whole summer. In the summer, out east, every year,
I was forced to play a lot of baseball.
I played 1 year of baseball. I'm like, nope, soccer.
Well, I said nope every year, but
I assume they just wanted you to play some sport. If you suggested another sport, they probably would have gone for it.
I didn't want to play any of them.
Well, of course you didn't.
I did some unless basketball.
It was squash.
Yeah,
we should play squash sometime.
I like squash. Yeah. I play squash.
Squash is amazing. Although there's a guy at my work who, he was getting somebody else to get like a gym membership. And I was like, oh, what gym? World Gym. I go, it doesn't have a squash court. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck squash. I go, fuck you. Squash is great. Yep, that's what happened.
We all play squash here.
We all play squash here. How are you? All right. Let's get into... So we could not find the time to record in the last couple of weeks of December, what with...
Land Christmas, party, holidays.
Holiday, people getting together here. I had to work a few days, so we're going to finish off our best of 2016 in this episode, and then continue on our news, and then from here on out, it'll be 2017 all the way.
Yeah, Happy New Year, people, I hope you had a good holiday.
Although I'm pretty sure most of the people who listen to this were here at this house for New Year's.
Yep.
Except for apparently your mom, if she continues to listen.
Yeah, if we didn't scare her off with the last one.
I don't know, apparently not. She watched Swiss Army Man, so.
Yeah, that's a good movie, guys.
That ain't going to scare you off.
Go watch
it's
it.
It's weird as hell.
But it's great.
Anyway, so we're going to do our best of TV 2016.
Television. Oh, I don't remember the other one. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You broke it or something. I don't know why you don't know it. Oh, really? You son of a bitch.
All right, if I watched it, it would have been in the nominations.
I'm sure it would have been, because... Actually, you know, that show's not actually that bad. I just like to make fun of it. Anyway, so our list of TV nominations is Luke Cage, Dirk Gently, Daredevil Season 2, Stranger Things, Voltron, Defender of the Universe, The Crown, Game of Thrones... And actually, I guess Game of Thrones is more Rebels.
Yep.
Season 3. Anyway, Game of Thrones and Star Wars Rebels.
Season 3. The first half.
0.0, technically.
The first most of it.
Because, it's more than half.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched all of it, but I watched most of it. All right. So we're top 5 in this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Top 5 in these 8?
Yeah.
That means we have to drop a couple.
I'll drop Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen it, so I haven't seen the last, like, 2-3 seasons. I assume it's still good.
Yeah.
I assume it's still more Game of Thrones.
Good. Still more Game of Thrones. I don't remember what happened.
I think in the case of a longer-running series, it's going to be harder and harder to sort of continue to top lists, because I'm sure it's still good.
It's still good.
But it's been just, good for 7 seasons.
Yeah, it's just what
it's
it
not,
is.
Yeah, that's what it is at this point. To impress us again, you'd have to go... Above and Beyond or something.
Yeah, so take that, Game of Thrones. Forget for being good.
No, last season was Attack on the Wall, right?
The Wall, yeah.
Because I hear that was an amazing fucking shot episode.
Yeah.
I hope that was not a spoiler.
That was a long time ago.
It was over a year ago. It's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
Fuck you if you haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet, and I know it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, you clearly don't care about spoilers.
I know about the horses that weren't animated. That's specifically the shot I was talking about when I heard that. That was really impressive.
Yeah.
All right. So, that brings it down to 7. Andrew.
Yeah. I got to remember the strike through key combination again.
Oh. I was just going to highlight it and strike through in Google Docs, but Google Docs doesn't seem to have a strike through.
No. You have to option shift 5.
So or function shift 5?
No.
Alt. No? Alt. Sorry. For people who use real computers.
Yeah. Okay, so we cut Game of Thrones.
It's difficult. These are all pretty damn good things.
These are all pretty good.
Daredevil Season 2 with the Punisher.
Like,
great Punisher.
We could cut The Crown, but I don't want it. I kind of want to just be at the end of the list because it's really well done.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I hear it's amazing. It's got a real good cast.
It's got
it
looks great really cast. Good. Great casting, great acting, great costuming.
Damn it.
It's okay,
very difficult. I don't know what next. What
do we want to see at the top of the list?
At the top of the list, I think I would probably put Rebels or Luke Cage, I think, for number one.
I can get behind Rebels.
Rebels continues to be extremely good, and the Thrawn stuff is great. And, you know, you see more war, kind of, warish stuff, and the, the fuck it's called? The Bendu is cool.
Yeah. See, Rebels is a good example of a good show getting better with each iteration.
Yeah, but they've obviously done 3 seasons. That's what Game of Thrones did. Until it comes to a certain point where you just can't. 7 seasons, you just can't keep getting better every season. Which is probably why they're ending it in 2.
I kind of want to push for Voltron at the 2nd spot. Because it is a mighty fine show.
Yeah, but 2 in the world where Luke Cage, Daredevil, and Dirk Gently exist.
Okay, how about 3?
2? I mean, I'll give you 3, but we need to determine a 2 first.
How about Luke Cage / Daredevil? Because it's the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing. I mean, it's not, but it's the same universe. I'll give you, we can share those.
Yeah.
Because Luke Cage was great, had a great cameo in it. I mean, it was
Daredevil
really cool.
Was great.
It was really, I like the mood in Luke Cage, and I also really like the music.
Yeah.
Music is great.
It is great. Voltron.
So that's...
Stranger Things has to be on here.
Yeah, so hold on. Let me strike some things. Alt-Shift-5? Oh, hey, it worked. I haven't seen Stranger Things. I just don't like seeing Dirk Gently this low. Dirk Gently was fucking amazing.
For
anybody who's seen the book or read the books and liked them, I nearly guarantee you will like this show. Sort of feels like the books where it's just a bunch of crazy shit for a while, and then oh wait, that's that, and that's that. Oh,
so I can give it to Dirk Gently.
So good.
I'll drop the crown. Gentry.
Dirk Gentry.
That's a different show.
Dirk Gentry. Hello. Also, Dirk Gently ends in a really great way, setting up for the next season. And all the characters are really good.
Crown didn't make it, but only just.
Only in a world where the rest of the 5 TV shows are really, 6 actually, technically, yeah. If you count Luke Cage and Daredevil, are really, really good.
Yeah.
And so is The Crown.
And our honorable mentions, aka the list of things we didn't get time to. The
things we wanted to watch but didn't.
Yeah. Westworld sounds really cool, and I've heard lots of good things from everyone else I know who watched
it. Me too. Except for Jury. He's kind of like, he likes it, but he also doesn't. I've heard some interesting things out of Jury of it. But still, good.
Atlanta, I've heard good things, and it's got
Donald Glover. It's
Donald Glover
written,
in it, so.
I think, or created by Donald Glover.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I really
so I figure
that.
It's probably
I really want to see that. Man,
it's at least worth a watch, and it's going to be interesting.
His third album is really cool, as Childish Gambino, because, you know, he just turned it into, like, rap albums.
Did you see his Stranger Things? Or hear his Stranger Things?
No.
He rapped over the Stranger Things.
the opening? The
theme opening.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But his third album is actually, he did more sort of bluesy hip-hop type thing, like not rapping. It's more old school hip-hop-y type stuff. Not hip-hop either. It's not even the right term. But it's really cool. It's very different. It's still really, really good. Plus, he's way into, he's got this VR thing coming that he 3D recorded like a fucking like concert and did a bunch of stuff. He's way nerding out on the possibility of doing his stuff, syncing his stuff up with VR.
Naturally.
Yeah. It's really cool. I have an article somewhere on my phone. Bookmarked. I just never finished reading it.
He's cool.
I don't know what Horseman is.
Bojack.
Bojack Horseman. Jesus.
I just didn't remember how to spell Bojack and didn't want to look it up. So I put Horseman.
B-O-Jack.
But I couldn't remember if it was one word or...
Yes, it's one word. It's not hyphenated.
Yeah. So that's why I couldn't figure it, so Horseman's, I just left it out.
I was thinking, like, the Four Horsemen? Did I miss a show about the apocalypse here?
And Gilmore Girls.
A Year in the Life.
Yeah, that's the bit.
That's what that's its subtitle. Yeah, I mean, I hear it's good. If you like Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I've seen the original stuff, and it was good.
I mean, I watched some of the original Gilmore Girls. It's fine. I never went out of my way to watch it, but I never hated it. So, that says something, I guess.
They would probably have to do something good to, like, actually make it on the top five past these. Oh,
yeah. No, I mean, it's good, but it's probably not ever topping of a list.
Yeah, same with the rest good. Of these.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on Atlanta.
And Westworld.
Yeah, Westworld, because HBO is clearly hoping that'll be their Game of Thrones replacement.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going for there.
I hear a lot of good things.
Yeah, but Bojack, again, Bojack is good, but it's never going to top a list.
Probably not.
But it's certainly worth watching, because it's on Netflix.
And I like that guy. Arnett? Will Arnett.
Will Arnett. And it's got Jesse Pinkman as Todd.
Yeah.
Except, like, I've never even, Aaron Paul, I've never even watched Breaking Bad, and I still call him Jesse Pinkman instead of his actual name.
You should watch Breaking Bad.
Alison Brie as the girl there, what's her name?
The cat? The lady?
Oh, I don't remember who voices the cat.
Isn't the cat Brie?
No, the cat's a human. Or, Alison Brie's the human, the one who's writing his, in the first season, right. She was writing his, not his memoirs, his biography.
But the cat is someone.
The cat is somebody, too. And Mr. Peanut Butter is a great guy too. I can't remember who voices Mr. Peanut Butter either. Which is a dog, by the way. Mr. Peanut Butter is a dog. For everybody who hasn't watched the show, that's why his name is Mr. Peanut Butter.
Because he's a dog.
And then
he's a famous dog.
He's a famous dog. He was basically on the ripoff show of Bojack's show. It was slightly different. And then there's the probable pile of kids in a trench coat.
Oh, Paul F. Tompkins was Mr. Peanut Butter. Yes,
Paul F. Tompkins. He's great. I love Paul F. Tompkins.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, so we want to go into actual news of the last couple of weeks.
Which isn't much.
Isn't much because it was the new year?
Considering, yeah.
I don't think, I think I added one new thing since, Neil, 3 weeks ago when I first added these notes.
I added two new things.
Ooh. All right, let's get into movies. Let's get into a couple of movie trailers. Andrew, I assume you watched both of these trailers? I assume you watched at least one. I know you watched at least one.
I did. I watched the first one.
I know you did.
I missed the notes on the second one.
How did you not see it all over the fucking internet?
I don't know.
Like, come on. Okay.
I live under an internet rock.
Okay. So, we'll start. First movie trailer. Trailer number two for John Wick 2. That's right. We actually have John Wick news this week. And this isn't the only John Wick news this week.
Yeah, get hype.
Get hype. it's a really good trailer. It's more... It's still kind of a teaser trailer. You don't see a ton of story. You see a little bit of setup, like he turns down a job for somebody because he hasn't fully come out of retirement, I guess, and they get real upset that he turns down their job and they blow up his house. But luckily, his dog was outside.
No.
It literally shows in the trailer he gets blown out the window of his house, lands beside his dog, who's just sitting there going, what?
Huh? Yeah. Why is home gone?
Dog don't die in this one.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of. I believe they've actually said that the dog doesn't die in this one.
Could be a bait and switch. But
it could be a bait and switch. He doesn't die in the beginning of the movie. It's not the premise. As opposed to the first movie where the entire premise was that the dog died.
Yeah.
And the second movie trailer. Also, we have both of these links in our show notes at GreekyNews.com. But the second trailer is a real shorty teaser trailer for Blade Runner 2049.
It's only short because there's like one. It's just one dragged out thing, pretty much.
Pretty much with like two lines.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got some narration, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't listen. Right, I just watched it now. It's nothing to watch. Although it's actually kind of cool to watch. It sets a little bit of something up.
Yeah.
But yeah, you see Harrison Ford and you see
Mr. Baby Duck. Or Baby Goose?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gosling.
Oh, yes. It's a baby duck. Right. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, right.
As new Deckard, basically. Except not the same character, but basically doing what Deckard's job was.
Yeah.
Which is what you figure out if you listen to the narration.
But, you know, it could be new Deckard.
I mean, it could be.
Depends on how that movie actually ends.
Well, I assume he is a robot whose name I've forgotten. And that's why New Him is looking for him. Because Deckard's job was to hunt down ones that fucked up, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, it depends. Because, you know, DeAndre's dream of electric sheep is weird, and therefore Blade Runner is fucking weird.
I'm sure that this will add context to the first one.
And I'm sure if there's narration in this one, it won't be after the fact, and you won't have Harrison Ford going, really, you want me to do narration? All right. And then this happened, and this and that. Because that's what the narration in the first Blade Runner is. It's kind of garbage. Because they added it after the movie was done. They had no plan. The studio was like, no, we need narration to add context. And nobody wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's good. Good movie, though, Blade Runner.
It is. It's just got shit narration.
Should watch it, guys.
If you haven't.
It's a long movie.
It's long, and certain parts are very aged.
Very.
But you get to see some actors that you recognize in very weird looks and roles.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. Anyway, let's move to a TV. Sorry, I forgot you added the last thing in TV. So first, a few weeks ago now, we officially got Amazon Prime in Canada.
Which is exciting.
It's important news for us. We can now legally watch Man in the High Castle and other Amazon Prime originals.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can't watch whatever that one that they filmed in Hesper was with James Franco, because that's Hulu, and fuck Hulu.
Yeah.
I really want to watch that one, because it actually sounds like apparently it's a good book. It's a Stephen King short story book? I don't remember.
Stephen King writing.
It sounds good, and I don't mind Franco. He can do some really good dramatic acting sometimes. And it's filmed in Hesper, so I want to watch it. It's the only reason I want to watch it. It's the only reason I've watched two episodes of Bitten.
Yeah.
Because it was filmed in Hesper.
Bitten's weird.
I'd watch more of Bitten if I could. If it was on Canadian Netflix.
I wanted to watch The High Castle. Because The High Castle is also...
Oh, alternate.
And there's the other one, too.
It's alternate history. And takes place in North America if the Nazis won. Yeah, no, it sounds really cool. And it's apparently really, really good. From all the Americans who've been able to watch
it. And the new Tick is going to be happening at some point. Yeah,
that's true.
Also on Amazon Prime.
It's good stuff, guys. I'm happy that it finally came. Even if it was 3 weeks after... people predicted it because the COTC said something about it coming, and it was like, oh, it's gonna come like 2 weeks from now. And no, it was like a month after that.
Surprise.
Yeah.
And there's that car show.
Oh, the Grand Tour.
Yeah. Which is the most pirated television show.
Wow. Something past Game of Thrones, hey?
Yeah. And it was that.
It doesn't surprise me.
Surprised me a little.
People are rabid for those three.
It's weird.
for Top Gear 2.
Top Gear 2, yeah.
So they should have said it. They should have made it so it would be phonetically pronounced Top Gear, but not spelt it Top Gear. Yeah. I mean, like, fuck you, BBC. It's not the spelt the same, so fuck you. It's not your copyright.
Neener, neener, neener.
But Amazon never would have gone for that. Clarkson definitely would have gone for that. I don't know the other two well enough, but Clarkson would have loved that.
Called it Top Gear.
Well, yes, that's true.
And said what? What? What?
Come at me.
That's not mine.
All right. I'll move on to the next point. As excited as I am about Amazon Prime, I'm also equally or more excited about the next point, which is that Corner Gas is getting animated. Bruh.
Jackass.
So it's Jackass starting next TV season, 2017-2018 TV season. Sometime, we don't have an exact date, but Brent Butt is writing it still.
Yeah,
but who created and wrote the original series.
Yeah, the OG series.
And all of the original cast, save for Janet Wright, who passed a few months ago, is coming back to voice the characters. And most of them are rather excited to see, you know, an animated version of themselves and continue the show, you know, in an animated version. I'm hopeful for it. I know there's some iffiness towards it because the Bob and Doug cartoon was not super well received, per se. It lasted, what, 2-3 seasons?
I don't know, lasted that many.
I think it might have lasted 2. But it could be that Bob and Doug was, what, all that stuff was, what, 20 years ago?
It's a long time.
Long time ago. It might have been too long. Plus, I also don't like Bob and Doug Kenzie that much. I mean, it's fine as a skit, but anything more than that, I don't care. But are you looking up the actual TV show? Or the animated show?
Yeah.
How long it lasted?
Yeah. It premiered in 2009.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that long ago. Weird. Anyway, Corner Gas is going to be better because Corner Gas is better.
Yeah, I feel like as a whole, it is better.
Because it's an actual show.
Yeah.
And Bob and Doug is a skit.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Oh, being
Canadian. Two guys being Canadian, quote unquote, in front of a camera.
It's a Canadian Wayne's World.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Except without all the other stuff that Wayne's World did outside of the way the in TV show Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Anyway, I look forward to that. I'm sure I will give you the date when the date comes out. So, Andrew. Since I added this last night, I'm sure you didn't watch it.
I did.
But we've got a trailer for Voltron, Defender of the Universe, Season 2. It's an exciting trailer. It looks like it's more Voltron.
The first season's so good, guys.
You see more of the paladins and the tigers. Lions? Tigers?
Lions.
Bears? Oh my.
They're lions.
But they don't look like lions.
But they are lions.
They're lionesses. They don't have mates. Or actually, they could be. There is one lion, thanks to the National Geographic Snapchat story. There is one type of lion. I don't remember where. It was 4 days ago. That does not grow mates. The only male lions that don't grow mates.
There you go. It's good.
And yeah, you see more Murray, and you see more of the princess. I don't know the guy's name. I don't remember it. I always call him Murray.
Murray?
He's the Flight of the Conchords agent in the Flight of the Conchords show, and he in Voltron, he's the other guy. The one with the mustache?
Yeah.
The one with the mustache.
He's great. Man, I don't remember his name either.
He's great. I don't remember his name because I never bothered learning it because he's Murray.
I just don't remember his name.
But yeah.
He is great.
He's great. He's a great character. He's funny. He's basically the comic relief of Voltron.
Yeah, there's more than one.
Well, yes, but there's also the larger paladin. What's his name? Is that his name? I don't remember any of their names.
Yeah, his name's Huck.
There's a duo color hair.
And Lance. Lance is also and a comic.
Emo. Yeah. And Short Kid, who may or may not be a woman.
May or may not.
I think he's voiced by a woman, but I think it's a man, a boy, but I believe he's voiced by a woman.
Or is he?
And then there's Old Guy, I think, right? That's all of them. And then there's the princess.
And the princess. Princess Liara?
All right, so, Andrew, I was stalling for time while you watched the trailer, because this next point is yours.
Yeah.
I'm also going to look up the Voltron voice cast.
Okay, so, 67-year-old Ric Flair posted on the Twitter a video of him deadlifting 400 pounds with the hashtag of, like, never going to retire. So it's pretty cool, because Ric Flair.
Is this... the Netflix show actually might be called Legendary Defender, not Defender of the Universe.
Yeah, it's Legendary Defender.
Whoops. Defender of the Universe is another Voltron thing.
Yeah.
Because Voltron is the Defender of the Universe. Whoops, my bad.
The Legendary Defender.
Rhys Darby is, by the way, the guy who plays Murray and Corrin in the show. Kimberly Brooks is Princess Allura. Shiro is a guy. All right, Tyler Labine is Hunk. Tyler Labine is a great actor. I love Tyler Labine.
What is he in? What does he do? I don't know the name.
Hey, did you ever see? I see Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Yeah. He was in. He was the one that wasn't Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk was the other guy, right?
Really?
And he was in Reaper.
Cool.
And guys from Brampton. Tyler Labine is from Brampton.
No way.
Yeah, he's great. He was in Reaper. I know him originally from. I think I first realized who he was because he was a starring role in Reaper, which is a great show. But apparently, he was also in Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Dale and Tucker vs. Evil is fantastic.
I haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
What?
Oh, yeah. Bex Taylor Klaus voices Pidge.
Pidge. Yeah, Pidge is the kid.
The kid.
Yeah.
And it's voiced by a girl. And I like her. Yeah. Bex Taylor Klaus is good. Also, Steven Yeun is Keith. Keith is emo, right?
Yes. Keith is emo, edgy. Like that.
He's Glenn. Yeah.
Man, it's a good cast.
This is why I looked it up, because I knew there was four people. I was like, I like at least four of these voice actors.
It's kind of cool. When I was watching on Netflix... It's kind of cool and kind of dangerous. The episodes, they blur together. They they don't show you the credits or the opening scene if you are watching it in succession.
Yep.
And I've never seen that happen with another show.
Well, if you watch any show on Netflix, unless it has something before the opening credits, after one or two, they've just cut the opening out.
Yeah. Netflix does that. But usually it's not, like, perfect. It's just, it keeps going.
But this is a Netflix series. It's literally built to do that with.
But, like, Daredevil and all that, they had the credits and whatnot.
Some of them. Sometimes.
And the opener. They had the opener still. Because I remember watching that opener. And with The Crown, it had the opener.
Did they have stuff before the opener?
Yes,
that's why. Yeah. If they don't have anything before the opener, Netflix just any TV show on Netflix. Usually, if you watch two of them, it'll just start cutting off the opening because you don't care anymore. You've seen it already. But yeah, the Netflix shows are probably better for because traditional TV shows aren't built for that.
Right.
You're supposed to watch the episode and look at all the important cast and crew.
Yeah, so I never seen the credits for this show, and I've only seen the intro when I watched an episode this morning and started up. I'm like, whoa, that's what
that is. The intro is actually pretty good. It is. I actually like the intro. All right, let's.
Voltron's really good.
Let's move on. You're gonna leave that. You're gonna leave that Fox Sports link there, aren't you?
Because can just look at his Twitter.
Okay, I was gonna say because it has the link to his deadlifting 400 pounds, and Andrew puts that in TV because it's basically a male soap opera. Yeah. Wrestling.
This is what's left of the prime time of wrestling.
Mm. All the characters we chose in 2 weeks ago when we were playing WWE WWE 2K something
16
something 2K something
I think 2K16.
Except they didn't have Hulk Hogan because they took him out because you know he was surrounded in controversy.
But I say that's Cosmo.
It is dumb.
Because
he was a wrestler. He should be in your wrestling game.
Yeah.
Regardless.
He is the character Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Those are not the views of character Hulk Hogan. They are the views of...
Person Hulk Hogan.
Person Terry...
Whatever.
Terry blah, 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 blah. I don't even know his name.
Wrestling characters staying Ultimate... Or Perfect Warrior... No, Ultimate Warrior? Mr. Perfect, Ultimate Warrior. They're all characters.
Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, they're all characters. Ooh, yeah. Anyway, let's go on to games. Andrew, have you played on Oasis yet?
I have. I haven't played
any Overwatch.
It's in an arcade. You can go play just a rotation of it.
Nice.
And it is probably one of the best maps. It's pretty fun.
So there's a new Overwatch map called Oasis that's set in like the Middle East somewhere.
Iraq.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was Iraq or Iran. Not that really matters, but you know.
I mean, kind of matters.
That don't really matter where. Doesn't really matter that Route 66 is the U.S. or that the Nepal one is Nepal.
Sweet flavor.
Flavor. I guess. Yeah, but yes, it is flavor. Besides that, it doesn't matter.
No.
That's what I mean by it doesn't matter. It's fluff. They ain't no crunching where it is.
Fluff matters.
Just fluff. I mean, yeah, I would agree, but some people would disagree.
Anyway. Yeah, it's good. The rotation of the three areas, and there's like, they're all capture points. And they're really nicely built. Each of the rooms are pretty different how the capture point is laid out. One, you can go under it and then go up. And then you can also like shoot up and like go down through a hole in the middle. And there's another where it's a circle. And in the middle, there's a smaller circle with entrances on the sides of it. So you can sit in there and cap the point. Which adds some interesting Torbjorn turret placement.
And Bastion?
Because you run in there. Well, probably not Bastion, but like you set the turret up in there, and then there'll be like an enemy team. You start to get injured. He's like, oh, I'm going to take cover in here. And then, dead. Or it makes them focus on the turret because they're crazy, and then they're distracted. Some good Torbjorn strategies right there.
There's no such thing as a good Torbjorn or a good Torbjorn strategy.
That's a lie. Torbjorn works really well in 2 out of 3 of these. The one with the big square in the middle where you can go under, he doesn't work well there.
Because you can go under and the turret can't shoot down?
Yeah, but if you go under, you're not capping it. But there's just no good spot to hide it because there's so much accessibility from every angle. There's no good defendable spot.
His turret gets sniped.
And lots of cover. So, like, there's just lots of doorways going into the room. So there's, like, doorways on the level above these, doorways in the middle, there's the bottom that you can come up the doors, there's the entry from each side.
So, it's a good map. Y'all should go play it if you like Overwatch. Basically. Okay, this next one, which technically was like a week or two ago, I think. It was not this week. It was last week, I think.
I think it was last week.
But it's important.
Mass Effect Andromeda has a release date.
Official release date.
Official release date. Instead of Q1.
It leaked, quote unquote, a week before it was official, but I didn't look at if the dates matched. Because they don't look at leaks.
I didn't see the leak either.
I saw the headline, but I didn't read it.
It is March 21st.
So, in North America. So, quarter one.
Yeah.
Like they said.
Nailed it. I just didn't expect it to be so early and not be pushed back. Because it's weird, because we haven't seen a whole bunch about it.
I mean, there's a new 2 minutes of trailer or gameplay or something out there.
Yeah, there's the 2 minute gameplay. There's like a little.
We've seen kind of trailer. 3 gameplay things, right?
But I'm still. I know what it's about, but I haven't learned that from, like, the trailer specifically. Like, I've learned it through researching and looking into things. Like, I don't know what it's about. I'm not, like, super hype on it, except for the fact that it's Mass Effect and I'm going to play it.
Still got a solid. I mean, you don't want to put your great trailers out. I suspect a trailer by the end of the month or early February. Like, a solid hype. This is what's going on.
Hopefully.
Get hype trailer. Because you don't want to put that out too early, because then the hype runs out before you get your game out.
But I'm at the point where I got to start saving them shekels for it if I wanted to.
Also, this just reminded me, when we were talking about, I don't pay attention to the leaks. You remember how we sort of talked about, we didn't actually put it in the notes because it was a stupid leak, that there was this stupid rumor that Zelda wasn't going to launch with the system.
Yeah.
Guess what? Now there's rumor that Zelda will be a launch title with the system. And I was like, fuck you, assholes. Who writes these articles about these goddamn useless rumors that nobody confirms?
Yeah, because, you know, that was boring. Let's make something up.
Yeah. I hate it. I hate that I have to parse through all that bullshit to find good stories.
Yeah. Easy rule of thumb, just ignore the...
Yeah, I ignore anything that says rumor.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't say rumor in the headline.
No.
Anyway. But
that's why you look for sources.
Yeah.
Next step.
So, all right. Let's move on to comics/books. Comics. These are all comics.
Comics.
Solid comics.
Comics. So,
Deadpool has some marriage woes.
Poor Deadpool.
In Deadpool Till Death Do Us. Dot, dot, dot.
Skull Poople.
So, it's a six-part crossover featuring, quote, everyone's happily married couple. Not favorite, just everyone's happily married couple. I don't know if that's a typo or if that's supposed to be funny. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Deadpool's whirlwind romance with Shikla, who's the queen of the underworld, or something like that. Vampires? Queen of vampires, maybe? Was one of the most exciting times in his life. Traveling across the world, fighting all sorts of threats at her side, and finally marrying her as a way to thwart the evil vampire Lord Dracula. I read those ones. But since then, the reality has set in. Shikla is a demon succubus and queen of a monster kingdom that is hidden deep below Manhattan. And problems between her and Wade continue to pile up. Now, when an affront to Shikla's people demands justice, a line will be crossed. As Monster Metropolis declares war on the surface world, Deadpool will be faced with a decision. Does he choose his wife to whom he's pledged himself to, or the role he's been crafting for himself as a hero?
Huh.
So, it starts in March at Deadpool number 28. That'll be Till Death Do Us Part 1. Then it'll be Spider-Man/Deadpool also in March. And Deadpool and the Extra Money will be Part 3 out of 6. So there's only 3 we have. Those all come out in March. Part 1, 2, and 3. Deadpool and the Mercury Man, and also these, as with most crossovers, I think it appears that the comic book covers, if you put them side by side by side, make one image. Kind of like what the Secret Wars and every big event has ever done.
Right.
You put them 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's an image. And Deadpool and the Mercury Man has Domino in it. She's on the cover.
Domino.
That's important, because Domino's great.
Yep.
Even if she looks like a Dalmatian. It's literally all I could ever think when I look at her. It's the stupid one black spot around her eye. I'm like, you're a Dalmatian. Why are you a Dalmatian?
Why not?
Also has the maybe best but also least defined mutant power around.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's lucky.
She's lucky.
And Lucky's the name, a dog name of one of the Dalmatians. I'm pretty sure.
Probably it's a dog name.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love her mutant power, even though it's stupid. Pretty much anything she tries to do, she'll do, because she's lucky. Mutant power of luck. She can dodge bullets, as long as she tries. It's pretty great. I love Domino.
Lucky is one of the more prominently known Dalmatian puppies from the 1961 101 Dalmatians film.
Well, there you go. And also Domino. All right, Andrew, let's move on to the next thing.
Okay, next thing.
Because I'm sure you like, I know you love Deadpool, and I'm sure you're excited about this.
Skull Poople.
Even though you're not caught up. Also, it's written mainly by Jerry Duggan, who did the recent Deadpool stuff. Jerry Duggan, he's a great writer. But this one, I think you'll be even more excited for.
Oh, boy. But how do you keep finding these and I don't?
So, Titans War Dawns. So, Titan Comics will be doing Warhammer 40K Dawn of War 3.
Dawn of War 3.
Comic.
Oh, neat.
So, it's in sort of to coincide sort of with the Dawn of War 3 RTS game.
Yeah.
They're Titan and Games Workshop are bringing a 4-issue miniseries in April.
So this is cool because it's written by Ryan O'Sullivan, who wrote the Eisenhorn Xenos book.
See, I wouldn't know that.
Which is one of the best
40K books?
40K books, because Eisenhorn is just real cool.
Oh, yeah, there it says Eisenhorn Xenos and Turncoat.
He's one of the Inquisitors, and he kind of goes into a gray area, and he's a more interesting character than mostly a lot of ones because he's got that gray area thing, and he's not just a pure fanatic.
Like most Space Marines are?
Like most everything is in this universe.
That's also illustrated by Daniel Indra, who did Vikings Uprising and did the Doctor Who comics.
Also, the Dawn of War series follows the Space Marine chapters, the Blood Ravens,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a special exclusive chapter to the Dawn of War universe. It was made for that universe by Relic.
Relic Games, who makes the games?
Yeah. Who made them? I guess they're probably still around. I guess it's THQ, but they were owned by THQ.
They're around, but they're not around.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if they have anything in this game. It's hard to keep track of them when they're going down, being bought, rebranding, being sold. Different IPs are going different places. Yeah, cool.
Yep. So then it just goes on to talk about 40K. It was a big hit when it, or Dawn of War, rather. Big hit when it came in 2005. Found Tour of Duration was popular. Guy's a fan. There we go. So Titans Dawn of War 3 comic miniseries tells an all-new tale in a parallel to that of the video game story, which sees three factions, the Blood Ravens, Space Marines, the Eldar, and the Fearsome Orc Horde. A Fearsome Orc Horde. Converging on a planet where weapon diversity power has been unearthed. What the hell are the Eldar?
The Eldar are space elves.
Of course they are.
They're ancient race, been around since the dawn of time. They're slowly dying out. They are the goody-goodies. They're super smart, psionic powers. They protect the warp. And, you know, they're generally the bad guys because they aren't human.
They hate everything else. Like, and the humans hate everything that's not human?
But they're one of the ones that are more likely to team up with the Space Marines, even though they are, you know...
Space elves?
An alien. Non-human.
Non-believer.
Non-human.
A, blasphemer.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking forward to that in, whatever date I said, whatever month I said earlier. April? Pre-order start in February. Diamond Previews catalog. So you can go to a comic book store and ask them to order that for you. When's February. What?
I'm going to look up when Dawn of War comes out.
Probably after that, slightly.
2017. Thanks.
Did you marry 2016 and they fix it for you? Is that why you said thanks?
No. It's just all I can see is 2017 so far.
Oh, so it was a sarcastic thanks. I knew that thanks.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. So, while Andrew looks that up, I'm going to go into the last point in comics here, which is also exciting. I don't know which one Andrew would be more excited for now. John Wick gets Dynamite.
Man, these are good comic news.
So, Dynamite Entertainment is going to do John Wick comics. So it has made a deal with Lionsgate to publish a comic book series inspired by the popular feature film, which the second one is coming out soon. It's in the movie draft for whatever those podcasts are. They do the movie draft. I can't remember who does them. It's not the Night Attack. Night Attack does the summer draft, and then technically another show does the winter draft. Cord Cutters. Cord Killers? What's Tom Merritt's podcast about cord cutting? I think it's
Cord Cutters.
I think it's Cord... Is it Cord Killers? Whatever. That one,
Something along those lines.
I think they technically do the winter draft. I was listening to the Night Attack, And Brian has a bunch of movies left, and he's hoping to win, even though Rogue One, you know, is making all the fucking money.
Yeah.
But somebody paid all their money in the movie to have to get it.
I would have.
And he's going to the movies he has, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is going to make this much. You know, John Wick's going to make $150 million. Like, dude, I love John Wick. John Wick 2 is not making $150 million domestically. No. There's no way in hell.
I mean, the first one flew under the radar.
Exactly. Like, it's popular. Everybody who's seen it that I know of likes it. But, yeah, it's not going to make $150 million. I was like, man, you're way overestimating all of his movies.
Yeah.
But he has a lot. It's a big-ass list. He may surpass Rogue One. All right. Anyway, so, John Wick. Now that goes talking about the movie, I'm sure everybody who listens to our podcast knows what happened in that movie.
Hopefully.
Oh yeah, the original one only got $86 million.
Wow.
That's kind of small, but I don't know that I made that much. There's not a lot, per se, of news or even things about the new John Wick. It's just sort of, I mean, announced that Dynamite and Lionsgate made a deal. It'll introduce the series in 2017, but we don't have any more release dates. We don't even know the creative team yet.
But it's happening.
Help, it's happening? No, not help. What's the opposite? What's the good opposite of help?
Hurrah, hurrah.
Yeah, hurrah, hurrah, it's happening.
Yeah, I'm excited because, man,
that universe belongs
in a pulp comic. Belongs in a pulp comic, like, so hard.
So hard. This weird gold thing, the assassin's gold, they get paid in a weird thing, the assassin's hotel in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're honor bound to not work. Not do any contracts there.
It's a good movie.
And if you break that honor bound, the guy who owns the hotel, he gonna kill your ass.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
So good.
So looking forward to John Wick 2.
Me too.
We're seeing that opening weekend, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Naturally.
Naturally. All right, that's all we got this week. Now we're going to go play some X-Wing. But you can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
I'm at D-U-B-3.
And the show is at Geekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Our website is geeklynews.com. I almost added desk to the URL for some odd reason. Geeklynews.com, where you can find our show notes and other things. You were getting in contact with people to do stuff, right? Did you do anything yet? Did you hear back?
I have not. I've heard back from some people, but not anything yet that is...
Okay. Look forward to stuff happening in the future.
Okay.
And you can email us at feedback@geeklynews.com if you want to talk about how awesome John Wick is or other things
that we talked about.
I don't remember what else we talked about besides John Wick, to be honest.
John Wick. Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah, Ric Flair. You want to talk about wrestling? You want to talk about, you know, Ultimate Warrior, Mr. Perfect Era, wet wrestling?
Are there any TV shows that we missed?
No, there's definitely TV shows that we missed.
That you feel strongly about?
Yeah. Or you can contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/weeklynews. If you're an iTunes user, we would love a rating and review. And you could also leave whatever feedback about Ric Flair or John Wick or TV shows there.
Ric Flair.
And then you can edit them later. You can edit your reviews later, can't you? That's the thing.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I'm a terrible person. I've never reviewed a podcast. I'm a terrible person. I apologize to all the podcasts I listen to.
I got a couple.
Which is many.
A couple of my comments read on the Drunks and Dragons.
I remember.
By editing.
I remember one. Because Tim called you Dub 3.
Yeah.
You were not happy. Yeah. You expected him to get lead.
But he did read my question.
I don't remember what it was, though.
It was why does Thrifty pronounce...
Oh, right. I remember that now. I don't remember what the word was, but he was like, do I? Thrifty didn't realize it. And then they started making fun of him. It was great. He added an S to a word or something.
Yeah, some Americanizing thing.
Yeah. It's great. You should listen to the Sailor Moon Random Encounters because they make in the first couple episodes they make fun of Steph because she's Canadian and she says things properly.
Canadian does seem more proper, does it not?
Well, I mean, that's because we're Canadian.
Yeah, but like when you look at how the words are spelled.
Also, we're closer to Britain.
I mean, Britain seems wrong.
Well, anyway, This is, we can start another, we can start a linguistics podcast in a couple of weeks, okay? Also, new thing, we have a Discord server.
Yeah. There's a little widget on the site you can click to join our server.
I will make a new link, I will tweet it out, and I'll put it, I'll pin that tweet, and I'll put it on Facebook, so you can just find that link and click it up and join.
Yeah, that too.
And, you know, voice chat or text chat, or use it, you know, play games with us, we'll be
play
there.
Play games with us, I like games, I play Heroes,
I play a lot of Heroes. I play a lot of Halo. Anything.
I play everything.
No, I play pretty much anything I own.
All the games. All the games. So many games.
All right, so that's all we have for this week. Thank you for listening to us and putting up with us, and hopefully you're hyped for John Wick.
Yeah, get hype. TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Oh, God, I hate you.